More than two decades ago, then National Hockey League, NHL, player Teemu Selänne experienced progressive punishment in his native Finland. Selänne was caught driving his vehicle at 73 km per hour in a zone where the posted speed limit was 55 km per hour. In most countries, speeding fines are the same regardless of who commits the offense. In Finland, speeding tickets are issued only after the consideration of two factors: the disposable income of the offending driver and how much speed the offending driver went over the posted limit. At the time of the offense, Selänne was under contract with the San Jose Sharks, with an annual salary of $8 million. His ticket came in at a seemingly shocking $39,000. Although he had the option of serving a few days in jail, Selänne chose to pay the fine. Over the past few years, research company and Glacier Media have studied the perceptions of Canadians on driving and the justice system, but we had never gauged progressive punishment. When we asked Canadians about their city or town implementing a system similar to the one used in Finland, almost two-thirds, 65%, are supportive. One in four, 24%, are opposed and 11% are undecided. Canadians aged 18 to 34 are slightly more likely to endorse creating fines for drivers that take into account their income and their speed, 68%, than their counterparts aged 35 to 54, 62%, and aged 55 and over, 63%. On a regional basis, this progressive punishment is more popular in British Columbia and Quebec, each at 69%, followed by Ontario, 63%, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 62%, Atlantic Canada, 60%, and Alberta, 59%. The views of Canadians do not change drastically along political lines, certainly not at the level we have seen recently on other issues such as the death penalty or the use of physical force on children. More than 3 in 5 Canadians who voted for the Conservative Party in 2021, 62%, like the concept of progressive punishment, along with 64% of New Democratic Party, NDP, supporters and 69% of Liberal Party backers. There is one layer of analysis where the numbers shift. More than 7 in 10 Canadians in the middle income bracket, 71%, support having a progressive punishment system for speeding tickets, along with 65% of those in households earning less than $50,000 a year. In the highest income bracket, Canadians with an annual household income of more than $100,000 support falls to 58% and opposition reaches 34%. Those who feel they have the most to lose if a patroller runs their name on a database that accurately displays their purchasing power are more likely to hate the proposed system. We also wanted to see if a similar system would be appreciated for parking tickets issued by municipalities. In this case, the progressive punishment would assess the disposable income of the driver and how many days the fine has gone unpaid. Just under 3 in 5 Canadians, 58%, would welcome this approach for unpaid parking tickets issues by municipalities, while 31% are not in favor and 11% are not sure. This time, there are practically no fluctuations across age groups. The surprise appears in Alberta, which goes from being the most opposed to progressive punishment on speeding tickets, to the leader on its implementation for unpaid parking tickets issued by municipalities, 61%. Quebec is a close second, 60%, followed by Ontario, 59%, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 58%, British Columbia, 56%, and Atlantic Canada, 52%. Finland has observed progressive punishment for more than two decades, resulting in some global coverage when a famous person has to pay what is interpreted to be an exorbitant fine. Supporters of the system usually point at how it does not dramatically alter the livelihoods of delivery drivers who get caught. Opponents, and those who have had to pay severe fines, usually voice their dissent on social media. Still, Finnish politicians have outlined no desire to change the legislation into what other countries currently have. Canadians are not opposed to the concept of progressive punishment for speeding drivers, even if there is a noticeable spike in opposition from the group that would be affected the most, the highest earners. In fact, most Canadians would be happy with a similar approach to deal with the thousands of unpaid parking tickets that some motorists simply throw away from their windshield. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from March 18 to 20, 2023, among 1,000 Canadian adults. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.